Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Shift the Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Blaine for the bound. Lob City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around, tears from their eyes, knees on the ground, money in the sky. Take a look around, ain't shit nice, praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back on Schaefer, at the wall,
take a look around.
My goodness, an absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling it, a bender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's another beautiful Thursday night, and with me, I do have Hootie. What's going on, Hootie?
I'm chilling, Tyler. This is it, man. You're doing good.
You're doing good. Hey, we do have only a half an hour today, which is not a big deal. And hopefully next week we'll have an hour. You know, as usual, let's get into our top news. Obviously, the Olympics are over, but we, you know, there's still a few things that happened after that show. So we'll get to Hootie in a bit and talk about the Olympics and the medal counts and all that good stuff. We do have Jimmy the Juice Maker. He comes on like a few times a year, but he will be joining us about 10 minutes, and he'll give us his top 10 Olympians of 2012. So that should be interesting. And I guess we should do, halfway through our hour is 30 minutes. So we do the stat of the week. I guess we could do a stat of the week at 15 after the hour, if I remember. We'll get it to you today, no worries. Just top news, though. Melky Cabrera, yes, he was the All-Star MVP. He actually got suspended for 50 games for using a banned substance. So 45 games left in the season, and he'll miss all of those. If they make the playoffs, he will miss five games in the playoffs or whatever. Like, he'll miss whatever is in the playoffs. If he doesn't make the playoffs, he'll miss five games starting next year. So big blow to them, obviously. They're definitely in the hunt, and he's one of their best players. Going to soccer news, USA and Mexico had a friendly soccer game yesterday. And believe it or not, the USA won, and that is their first win in 25 tries now that they have ever beat them. They were previously 0-23 and I believe one tie, and they got their first win yesterday. So I guess, I mean, it's a friendly, so it's not a big deal, but clearly it's a big defeat for USA, big win for USA. NFL,
maybe, you know, maybe we can put a team in the next Olympics. I mean, we didn't have one this year, so hey, we can start building off.
I'm shocked. I mean, I know that this isn't really a soccer country, but clearly we have so many people. You think we'd get enough people to compete? But hey, Mexico just won the Olympics and we just beat them. So obviously, if it was an Olympic gold on the level, along the line, I'm sure Mexico probably would have found a way to win. But it's a little strange that we didn't have a team. But yeah, hopefully in 4 years we should have one. That's We should represent in basic sports, you know. NFL news, Jason Witten, tight end for the Cowboys, suffers a major spleen injury. Definitely out for the preseason, questionable for week one. So we'll see how that goes. And how about Seattle Mariners, I believe it was Felix Hernandez throwing a perfect game for the Mariners. I had a different name. It was Felix Hernandez, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I don't know why I put a different name now, but I thought I'd go with my gut feeling. Go Felix Hernandez. I'm not even upset about it because it's all the way in the Mariners, Seattle, and they're not having a great season like they never do. But good for them, obviously losing Ichiro early in the year, and a perfect game thrown by Felix Hernandez, and the Mariners just got enough to win the game with five hits and one run, but it's a good thing they had a little bright spot up there in Seattle. So good job by him. There's been a few no-hitters, perfect games thrown this year. I believe Matt Cain, I believe his was a perfect game, and a couple no-hitters. This is good for him. Going into college football, the LSU Tigers, Tyrann Mathieu, cornerback, has been suspended for the year, and he's considering going down to a different college at a lower level. He could stay in LSU and come back and play next year, but he can't play football this year. But he's pretty much decided that he's going to go move down to a different conference, division really, Division 2A, I believe, or Division 2. I don't know. He basically wants to play football either way. But once you move down, interesting stat, once you move down, you cannot move back up. So we'll see what he makes his decision. I believe it'll be later on this week. On that, some heartwarming, some good-feeling news. The New York Giants offered their condolences to the victims of the Aurora, Colorado shooting, offering them to come to their practices and a whole bunch of stuff. And it's really nice. A couple of them are really big Giants fans. So they've even expressed that it's been a nice little relief, little place they can go and kind of start feeling the pain for a little bit. So the Giants obviously doing a great thing right there. Had nothing to do with New York or New Jersey or anything, but apparently a couple of the people, the victims, were Giants fans. So good for them. And some retarded news. Janelle Carrillo, here's what it states on ESPN.com. Janelle Carrillo of Claiborne, Texas, has sued the Cowboys and owner general manager Jerry Jones after she suffered severe burns to her backside while allegedly sitting on the bench outside Cowboys Stadium before team scrimmage in August 2010. Now, I know that the justice system isn't perfect, but I cannot imagine, not only even if she does win, how much she would possibly make, but this is so ridiculous. I don't think that she'll win this case, but I really don't know. But yeah, that's basically what it is. And do you have any more top news?
No, that's about it. Unless you want to move on. Actually, when I was thinking about the game, I was going to L.A., which is a very interesting one. You know, Garrett Jones hit 2 3-run homers to beat Pittsburgh, beat L.A. 10-6, and A.J. Burnett got the win, and he is the first Pirates pitcher in 13 years to get 15 wins. And in the game, Matt Kemp was ejected in the second inning for arguing balls and strikes. You know what? Just play the game. I don't know why these guys argue that stuff. You know, let your manager come out and argue if you don't feel it's a ball or a strike, but players arguing balls and strikes, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, not to say that their arguments are wrong, but at the same time, the umpire isn't trying to favor anybody. You know, they're human. They're getting in their face like they purposely did it, and it's not that serious. Like, he's making a mistake, you know. Like, let him know about it, but you don't have to get crazy. I don't know.
That's what your manager is there for, to argue.
Yeah. Well, these guys, come on now. These guys are hard-headed all the time. What about the other news? Speaking of hard-headed, Chad Ochocinco being dropped by the Dolphins after his wife discovered a receipt for a box of condoms in his car, expected he was cheating, which is perfectly acceptable, I think, and obviously an argument broke out, and then ended up headbutting her, and he went to jail for a night, and the next couple days he was fired from the Dolphins, so... You know, there's been a lot of criticism about it, but, you know, at the same time, you know, there are certain players like Brandon Marshall maybe you can deal with because he's going to give you stats. But, you know, Chad Ochocinco is kind of in the same boat with Randy Moss and Terrell Owens. Like, they're not going to give you that. I mean, it's such big news apparently, but how much – they're already passed way past their prime. I don't think Ochocinco is really going to give you the amount of stats to overcome all the problems you're going to have to deal with. So – Yeah, so stupid news for him.
Just stupid news. And who headbutts a woman? I mean, really. I mean, if he could smack her, I could understand, but he headbutted her. Who headbutts a woman? I mean, smack is not any better, really.
Yeah, I mean, he's retarded.
Headbutt somebody? So. I mean, that's retarded.
I don't know. What any job I ever had, if I were to headbutt somebody, I'm pretty sure I would have been fired. But apparently, Ochocinco is crazy. Anyways, how about we get into Olympics? And what do you have to talk about so far?
Well, I'll start off with the medal count. Of course, the United States came back from behind in the last 4 days and pulled it out with 104 total medals, 46 golds, 29 silvers, and 29 bronze. China took second with 88, 38 golds, 27 silvers, and 23 bronze. Russia was in third with 82 total medals, 27 gold, 26 in the silver, 32 in the bronze. And then the host country, Great Britain, they took 65 medals, 29 gold, 17 silver, and 19 bronze. And an interesting piece of Olympic news, Usain Bolt is considering playing cricket in Australia's Big Bash League next season. I don't know if you have to be fast to play cricket, but that's...
Well, it's interesting because his co-partner, Johan Blake, he was actually talking about that he actually plays cricket, so... I don't know, he might join him too. But I heard that he may play football as well. A lot of rumors. I mean, I guess it's kind of playing with his head maybe. I mean, he's done everything that he can possibly do in track and field in the Olympics period. So, I mean, maybe he's trying to do bigger, better things. I don't know, man. I've heard some people talk about him playing football too. And I don't know if he would do well. He might be the fastest player in the game, but I don't know. I don't know if he'd be able to...
Until he gets hit by...
I don't know. It'd be interesting, but I don't know.
The other rumor is that he's looking into playing soccer, which I can see him playing soccer with that speed, his frame. I can see him in the soccer league, as in that type.
Yeah,
of
but I mean, speed, I guess, but I don't know. If there wasn't the offsides penalty called, maybe. He's just going... I can imagine so many offside penalties being called on him. But what else you got?
That's about well. And also, interesting fact for the Olympics, the doubles tennis in women's was won by Serena and Venus, of course, and, you know, sister team. And the men's was won by Mike and Bob Bryan, who are actually Florida residents. One lives in Tampa and one lives in Miami. So both of the doubles were won by siblings. And I thought that was a very interesting thing, and both American siblings.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, but it makes sense. You know, of course you're going to have the best chemistry, and that just, it's, you couldn't, I mean, you have to, you're playing next to your brother, your sister, like, it's got to totally motivate you, you know, so that makes total sense. And you think they'd also be a great team, because they probably played with each other all year long, or all lifelong, really.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a cool stat. And also, how about shout out to Tyson Gay for USA sprinter. He played a lot. He's been in a few Olympics, and he finally gets his first gold medal in the 4x100-meter men's relay with the Team USA. And I got to say, that was probably, I think that was one of the last events. I think it was the last event for track and field. And, wow, that was amazing. The Jamaicans, obviously the favorites, they ended up winning. But the Jamaicans and the USA both broke the world record. And obviously the Jamaicans getting the world record. But, wow, that was amazing. It was neck and neck in the last race, the last 100 meters, but obviously Usain Bolt pulled ahead and won that final stretch. But definitely every part of the Olympics. And I know all the talks going to be about who's the greatest Olympian of all time. Is it Phelps? Is it Usain Bolt? I know people probably won't shy away from saying Phelps, but at the same time, he has more of an advantage of more team races and more events to get all those medals. I mean, Usain Bolt has won gold in everything he's done. So, I mean, it's definitely, I think they're both clearly the best you can be. So, but both definitely put on a great show for the Olympics. So, good for them. And obviously, Tyson Gay, good for him, too. He finished fourth in the 100-meter relay. Not relay, 100-meter, the 100-meter sprints. So, yeah, so good for him. And, yeah, USA definitely put on a clinic at the end. So, they... to capture the medal count, and they got the most gold as well. So, who finished in third with the medals?
Russia was in third with 82,
and Great Britain was fourth,
and then Germany fifth with 44 total medals.
Cool. And also, shots out, man. I know Puerto Ricans out there. Your one chance at a medal was the 400 meter hurdles, and Javier Coulson finished third. Got a medal though. Got a bronze. You know, he finished first in his heats in the semifinals, so obviously I think the favorite might have been him. But actually, the winner was Dominican, and he he got the second gold medal ever for them. He actually got the first gold medal too as well. So that's an interesting stat for him. 34 years old of age, he won it and got the same time. He won his first medal 8 years ago and got a second gold medal this year. So just interesting news. And like I said, we will have Jimmy on in just a second. But in the meantime, I guess we are halfway through, but I don't have a Stat of the Week song. All our files for the meantime are hard to reach. So I guess, I mean, we've already done about the stats anyways. Do you have any interesting stats? I mean,
Nothing interesting stat-wise. We didn't touch on, I mean, we're probably going to touch a little more on football. But for those who are interested in the preseason, because not all the games are being showed right now, the Bengals are beating the Falcons 24-19 in the fourth quarter, and the Browns are beating the Packers 32-10. The Packers lost their first preseason game, and they're about to lose their second, and the Browns are undefeated in the preseason as of in the next minute and 13 seconds, those will be 2-0. And the Bengals the same, 2-0, and the Falcons will be 0-2 if this one continues the way it's going.
Yeah, I kind of threw out all my stats as well. If I had to say anything, I would say that we have 20 days till the kickoff of the regular season for football. We have the Giants and the Cowboys. So 20 days, guys. It's less than 3 weeks. And I'm excited.
And another interesting stat to go back to your no-hitter by Felix Hernandez. That was the
perfect game.
That was the 256th no-hitter in the history of baseball. So there's been a lot, but only 23 no-hitters have been perfect games. So I mean, that's pretty interesting. Out of 256 no-hitters, only 23 have been the perfect game.
Crazy, man, no doubt. But, yeah, let's get back into football. And we have we're in week two now of the regular season. And week one looked like this. I mean, obviously the scores don't really reflect the regular season because you have a lot of players playing that probably won't be playing. But here are the scores. Redskins beat the Bills 7-6. Ravens over the Falcons 31-17. The Patriots over the Saints, 7-6, I guess. It's kind of a low score. For those two teams, I guarantee you if they meet in the regular season, they will not be – that might be the score after the first 2 minutes or something. Eagles over the Steelers, 24-23. The Chargers over the Packers, 21-13. And the Broncos over the Bears, 31-3. I don't know the stats on Peyton Manning, but I heard he did a good job.
He was picked off in his debut there. He did give up one interception.
He's here, man. Give him a break.
He was 4-for-7 with 44 yards, and he threw one interception.
All right, cool. I hope he has a great year because he's a great guy. He's, in my mind, at least top three quarterbacks of all time. And, you know, he's getting some doubters, and that's unfair. So I hope he has a great year. The Bengals over the Jets, 17-6. The Browns over the Lions, 19-6. None of these scores would be the real score in a real preseason, a real game. I don't know. Browns over the Lions, 19-17. That obviously would never happen. The Jaguars over the Giants, 32-31. I don't believe that. Buccaneers, 20-7 over the Dolphins. I know the Dolphins aren't a great team, but I think they would beat the Buccaneers in the regular season. Chiefs over the Cardinals, 27-17. The 49ers over the Vikings, 17-6. Panthers Texans beat the Panthers 26-13. Seahawks beating the Titans 27-17. The Colts dominated the Rams 38-3. And the Cowboys had a very impressive victory 3-0. So that was your week one NFL scores. And this is the schedule for this week. We have the games on right now that you mentioned. Let's see. The other games. What are the games on? Did you mention the two games on today? Well, yeah.
Bengals and the Falcons and the Browns and the Packers are on today.
Okay, so they're playing right now. We have the tomorrow. We have the Buccaneers hosting the Titans, Lions at Ravens, Dolphins at Panthers, Bills at Vikings, Jaguars at Saints, Raiders at Cardinals. On Saturday, you have the Giants at the Jets, Redskins at Bears, Niners at the Texans, Chiefs at Rams, Seahawks at Broncos, Cowboys at the Chargers, Colts, and then Sunday you have one game, 8 o'clock it's on NBC, it'll be the Colts at the Steelers, and Monday night football on ESPN, 8 o'clock, Eagles at Patriots, so it should be a good game. And just really quickly, I put together my top fives for the night for football. This is what I feel heading into the regular season, my top fives. This isn't just my team top fives, my top five offenses. I took a little bit of thought into it. But the Saints at number one, at number two, the Patriots, number three, the Lions, number four, the Chargers, and number five, the Packers, and my top five defenses.
Wow, I'm surprised you didn't have New York in there in my top five. Put Detroit in there, not New York. Eli Manning,
the New York,
a high-powered offense, Giants.
Though, no way. I respect everything that they did, but I'm not going to sit there and say that they're already a good team and everything. So I don't know, but...
Well, I respected the Detroit call, even though I think I would have put New York in that spot. But I respect that you put Detroit up there because they're an up-and-coming team. I like their offense.
Well, we'll see. Obviously, I'm doubtful that everything's going to be correct here. But my top five defenses, I have the 49ers at number one, Ravens at number two, Pittsburgh Steelers at number three, the Broncos at number four, and the Giants at number five. Those are my top fives right there. And let's get into my players, my quarterbacks. Here's how I feel. I mean, obviously the top three are the top three. Any way that you put it, it's going to be correct. But here's how I have my top three. Rodgers, number one. Breeze, number two. Brady, number three. Cam Newton is number four. And I almost put Manning, but I scratched him out and put Michael Vick at number five. I think I put Manning at number six. But Vick clearly is a great, obviously skilled athlete. I think he's worthy of my top five quarterbacks. Wide receivers, I have number one, Calvin Johnson. Number two, Andre Johnson. Number three, Larry Fitzgerald. Number four, Wes Welker. Number five, could have been a lot of people. I think Victor Cruz for the Giants. Running backs, it's a little tough because a few of them were injured. But number one, I put Arian Foster. Number two, I had Ray Rice. Number three, Maurice Jones-Drew. And number four, Adrian Peterson. Number five, Matt Forte. And my top five QB. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything. Keep on going.
What? No, that was good.
I didn't.
No, I love it. All right. Top five tight ends. I had Gronkowski, number one. Vernon Davis, number two. Jimmy Graham, number three. Antonio Gates, number four. And for the Dolphins, I actually think Anthony Cassano is the fifth best. Tony Gonzalez, I could have picked as well. I'm figuring the age in. Cassano actually had a great year with a worse quarterback. So I think Masano's, obviously career-wise, Gonzalez is the best ever. But for this year, that's how I feel it's going to be. And let's say Jimmy, I guess, isn't calling in, which is cool. We have about 5 minutes left. And I guess quickly, you want to just run into MLB a little bit?
Sure, we can do that.
I don't have enough time, obviously, to go through everything. Next week, I'm going to get you guys more in-depth on who I think is going to win the awards. Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, MVP, all that stuff. So next week, we'll have that as well. Also, my guest host, Kyle Kaiser, who was on last week, might be on next week. He looks like he might be joining the UFL. So good luck to him. I've talked to his sports agent, Ben. He says everything's good, so we'll know by Saturday about that. So obviously get into a next show. Hopefully we'll have an hour next show as well. I guess we'll just quickly get into the standings. Right now in the American League East, the obviously the all-important popular American League East, the Toronto Blue Jays are number one. Nah, I'm just kidding. I want to give you a little scare. But, yeah, the Yankees, of course, 70-48.
Okay.
Lead the division, six-game lead on Baltimore. Tampa Bay, 6.5 games back. Boston, 12.5 games back. in that division. Boston's actually 3 games under 500. In the AL Central, the White Sox, 65-52. Detroit, 2.5 back. And then everybody else is double digits. In the AL West, Texas Rangers have a 6-game lead on the Oakland Athletics. And LA Angels actually only a half game behind Oakland. Seattle, 14 back. In the National League East, Washington still has a nice little cushion, 73-45 record. And let me glimpse at everything really quickly, and that is the best record in baseball. They have 3 more wins than the Yankees, 2 more than the Cincinnati Reds. Atlanta, 4 games back, and then everybody else is between 17 and 21 games back. It's amazing. The NL Central, like I said, the Reds leading that division, 71-47. Pittsburgh, 6 back. St. Louis, 6.5 back. And everybody else is at least 18 games back. And the last division, the NL West, the Dodgers, 65-54. The San Francisco Giants only half game back, but without Melky Cabrera, we don't know what's going to happen with them. The Dodgers should win that division. Arizona only 6 games back. And last but not least, let's just double check on the wild card. It's only fair since there are only 3 divisions, 3 spots in each league. So far in AL, Baltimore and Tampa Bay have the wild card. Detroit half game back. Oakland 1 game back. And the Angels a game and a half. Boston 6 out. In the NL, Atlanta and Pittsburgh have the wild card. St. Louis a half game back. The Giants 1 game back. Arizona 6.5. And the Mets are 9 games back. And yes, your Phillies have a 2-game lead on the Marlins. But at this point, how you should feel happy about anything about the season, because I'm certainly looking forward to football. And it's not good because I'm a Dolphins fan. So.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. I do have a couple seconds to go into the schedules for the week. Just to quickly give you guys a weekend schedule. Here's what it looks like from tomorrow through Sunday really quickly. Orioles at Tigers, Red Sox at Yankees. That'll be ESPN, I'm sure. Mets at Nationals, Rangers at Blue Jays, Cubs at Reds, Dodgers at Braves, the D-backs at Astros, White Sox at Royals, the Phillies at the Brewers, Pirates at Cardinals, Marlins at Rockies, Indians at the Athletics, the Giants and the Padres, in San Diego, of course, Rays at Angels, and Twins at Mariners. And next week I'll get more on the stats, and I'll get you guys updated to who I feel will win the awards. And we'll have Hootie chime in on that, of course. That's all we have for you guys today. We don't really have much else. Like I said, only a half an hour today. Just no problem. Whatever obstacle we have, we try to get you guys the news, which is all that matters to me. Isn't that right? With that, honestly, I just want to thank Hootie for joining me in, of course. This has been another edition of the Simple Sports Draft with the Thin Man and Hootie. Really quickly, I would just want to point out September 9th, which is a Sunday, I will be having my new show, which was last year as well. It will be another edition of the Simple Sports Draft pregame show. And hello, we have a caller.
Hello.
Zoom me a little late, but I mean, I know you want to talk about the top 10 Olympians. You have them ready for me?
Yeah.
All right. We do have the live. Well, yeah, we have about what it'll be going on. It'll be recording, so everybody that listens in will be able to hear this past. Like I said, we only have a half an hour today. It's not a big deal. But, yeah, we have Jimmy on the line for this top 10 2012 Olympians. And with that, take it away, Jimmy.
All right, we're going to go with, I'll go Tyson Gay, Olympic sprinter, number 10. Let me go, Misty May Trainer, and I think it's Walsh was the last name of the other one, as 9 and 8. Let me go my man LeBron James, number 7. Let me go number 6. I'll go Abby Wambach of the soccer. I'll go number 5. I'll go Hope Solo. Number 4, I will go Kevin Durant. Number 3, I will go Missy Franklin. Number 2, Gabby Douglas. And number 1, Michael Phelps.
I mean, we could also debate that as well. I would say Usain Bolt probably should have been there. I think you had the top 10 the USA Olympics. So.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I guess I wasn't
there. No, that's right. At least it's, you didn't miss out. That's actually, for the USA Olympians, that's pretty dead on, I'm not going to lie. I thought I didn't hear Missy Franklin. Like, you would have her number 3 or number 2. Number
but,
3,
nah,
yeah.
That's right.
The only person I might have added in there is Lochte.
Yeah, me too.
Eaton Phelps, I might have put him in there.
Cool, top 10 for sure. I think you could put Kerry Walsh and Missy Turner as number 9 and then boot everybody up and maybe put him number 5 for sure. At least him.
Right.
But my question to you, I mean, if you had to pick the best Olympian of all time right now, obviously, I said it earlier, Usain Bolt had less, I mean, Phelps has a lot more events and team events as well. But who would you put as the best of all time, or would you call it a tie, Phelps or Usain Bolt?
I'd probably go Phelps just because he did it throughout more Olympics.
If Bolt comes back next year, wins the same 3 events, and gets gold, would you change your mind? I mean, that's tough.
I would definitely think about it, but I don't know.
If Bolt came back and got 3 goals, I'd give it to Bolt. That's 9 for 9 in golds. Like, I don't know.
I'd probably still go Phelps. I mean, he has 18, you know, so 18 gold, so.
Yeah, that's true, true. More, I mean, I just think he had more opportunities. That's why, like, more team events. But
yeah, that is true. I don't know, it'd be a really nice toss-up, but I'd probably still go Phelps just because the quantity that he has.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Jim, thank you for calling in. Anything else you want to add about the Olympics or any final thoughts?
Nah, it looks good, man.
All right, guys. With that, that is the end of our show. I want to say thank you for Jim the Juice Maker for calling in, and Hootie, of course, being my guest, my co-host. And with that, I want to thank you guys for joining in. Obviously, like I said, September 9th will be the debut of the 7th NFL pregame show. It'll be Sunday mornings. Haven't depended on what time. I'm sure it'll be around 10 or 11 o'clock right before the NFL season starts and the NFL games. And with that, I'll say thanks for calling in, and join me next week on the Thursday at 11 o'clock on Ship to Shore Radio. And have a good night, guys, and good luck to all your teams out there. Peace.
Later.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Lane for the bound. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around, tears from their eyes, knees on the ground, money in the sky. Take a look around, ain't shit nice, praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back to Schaefer, at the wall, gone! My goodness, an absolute bomb!
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurdling it up, Bender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.